Hi, this is Iron Chef Kat Cora on Animal Radio. Please adopt a pet.
Don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's made possible by Fear Free, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfree.com to find care near you.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio. Welcome, my friend. Grab your pet, bring him around the radio, and join us. On the show today, we're going to talk to a lady who says there may be a reason that you're single, and it may be your pets, maybe your animal, maybe your bunny, maybe your cats, and we'll ask her for some tips on that. Hey, JC, how are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Springfield, Missouri. I want to thank you for taking my call, first of all.
Oh, of course. That's our job, and we love doing it. What's going on?
I got a Winnie dog, a Dachshund. He go by Rojo, meaning red in Spanish. And the other day, you know, I'm an over-the-road driver, and I go from state to state, and he started throwing up blood on the stool and stuff like that. And I talked to the missus, and she said, well, he might have contracted POVO. You know, is there anything I can do in the meanwhile before I get him to the vet, or do I got to rush him to the hospital?
Well, first of all, JC, has he been vaccinated against parvo?
Yes,
did he get his puppy shots? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
He did, and he's 1 year old.
Yes,
he's
he is.
He's one. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't really be thinking parvo because he's vaccinated and he's one. It's usually a puppy disease with dogs that aren't vaccinated. It is a serious disease, though, because they can die from it. And the reason they die from parvovirus is the virus makes them unable to keep anything in their system. So they vomit and they have diarrhea. And they get dehydrated. And typically you don't have blood coming in the vomit or the diarrhea with parvo. And the classic sign for parvo is they get really depressed. That's the first sign you'll see an animal come in, a puppy, and it'll just be sitting there. And puppies don't just sit there. And so, you know, before you have the vomiting or diarrhea, lethargy or depression is the number one sign. Does he have that?
He's been sleeping a lot. I take him outside and he does his take care of his business, but nothing comes out. It's sort of like, excuse my expression, gas, so to speak.
Yeah, he's straining.
And I could hear it, yeah.
Do you give him things to eat other than dog food?
No, ma'am. I learned that from you guys a long time ago, not to give him dog food, human food.
Okay, so does he ever eat anything when he goes for his walks?
He goes with me. I take him on the rest area, stuff like that, and so he's under constant supervision. What I think was is that he got a hold of something or might have licked the urine from another dog or something. I might have turned my head. He might have ate something, or I don't know, Doc. I don't know. I got my hands tied here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, like the good news, I don't think it's parvo. You know, I know you drive a big truck. They do have house call vets because clearly you probably wouldn't be able to drive the truck into a clinic parking lot. But they do have house call vets that'll come to your house. Or will come to you. So that's an option. If it is just vomiting, diarrhea from something he ingested, as long as they can keep water down and they don't get dehydrated, I usually tell people to not feed them for 24 hours. And the intestinal lining, you know, turns over really fast. And a lot of times they'll just, you know, heal up on their own. You can give them Imodium like we take for diarrhea as well. So there's some over-the-counter stuff. But you know, it's probably better to have, if he's really not keeping anything in, have a vet come over and look at him for you.
All righty. Thank you so much for taking my call once again. And on behalf of myself and Rojo and the Trucker Association, we want to thank you. You guys are a mentor.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Right. I look at the hairs on my back. They're standing up. This is JC. I appreciate your call. And, you know, we appreciate all OTR does. You keep our country moving. And we thank you for that. And unfortunately, we had to give them this. Can we get the jingle singers, please?
Go to your vet.
Yeah, sometimes that's the only answer.
Joey, do you want to do that with me? Do you want to sing it with me so we can, you know, have a little jingle together?
On the count of three.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
Go to your vet.
Okay.
Are you singing?
Okay, let's try again. Try again.
Joey, come
okay.
on, Joey. Give us a program.
Okay.
Okay. It should be and a one and a two, right?
Okay, and a one and a two and a three.
Go to your vet.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what? I can see why both of your musical careers did work out.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, they didn't. They didn't. Yeah. It's true. I can dance. Can you dance, Joey?
I can dance as good as I could run a marathon. Okay? Not happening.
So that would be no.
Exactly.
Gosh, my bubble has just burst now.
You know, this is one of those guys, I just stand there and look good, okay? That's about as much as, that's about as far as it goes.
You just kind of snap, right, Joey? You just kind of snap
your
finger?
Exactly. Put me on the spot and throw money at it. I'll do anything.
Oh, okay.
Well, not anything.
There's limitations to what you do.
Yes. Yes, I do have some sort of scruples here, you know.
That's good to know.
Hey, everybody. This is Brett Michaels. And I just want to say, you, right now, want to take... Wait, give me the line again. My brain skipped.
Brett Michaels.
I just had one of my brain hemorrhage, brain farts.
Oh,
go
don't
ahead,
do that. Don't
that
do that. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Trust me, it's me. Go
okay.
ahead.
Animal Radio. Brett Michaels, Animal Radio.
You got it. I knew the Animal Radio. Like, okay, here we go. Hey, this is Brett Michaels. You're listening to Animal Radio. And take care of your pets. They will rock your world.